In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with the light of the divine will. And this is something that is so astonishing, so amazing, that our God wants us to become aware of what he is doing. And what he is doing is something that's so extraordinary. He's asking us to begin to live this abundant life. And he wants us to understand why he's doing this. He's doing this because he needs us to cooperate with him, so that he can bring about this, the new heavens and the new earth. And that's where we are today. It's great things are happening. Amazing things are going on. I think we are going to be completely astonished of how much our God loves us, that he would be allowing us to live at this time. And what is so spectacular is, out of all of humanity since Adam, he's given to humanity now the way and the how to live the life that Adam lost. Okay, Adam was in God's image and likeness. And through holy baptism in the Holy Church, we begin that image of God. We're learning the way of how to do the will of God. Through our dogma and doctrine, through our saints, the glorious saints that preceded us. And now Jesus wants us to enter into this abundant life, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, by living in the divine will, which they gave to Louisa. You know, we hear our prayer is necessary for the salvation of the world. Our Lady keeps on telling us, pray the rosary. Attend Holy Mass. It's showing us how to do the will of God. And now Jesus is teaching us how to live in the will of God. So in volume 20, January 9th, 1927, Jesus says, my daughter, how amazing is the operating of the soul in my most holy divine will. So he's now showing us this new beginning that humanity is having. How amazing. This is God speaking. This is Jesus speaking. How amazing is the operating of the soul in the divine will. This is what we have to begin to understand. Our prayer is powerful. Jesus said to his apostles, ask, believe that you have received it, and it is yours. And that's doing the will of God. Now, to live in the will of God, and this is what we're striving for, to Jesus is saying, again, ask, believe that you have received it, and it is yours. Why? Because something greater is happening with our prayer now. And so this is what he says. Just as the fiat maintains the balance in the whole of creation. So when God said, fiat lux, let there be light, all of the universe was in perfect order, perfect balance, perfect harmony with God. And then when Our Lady said, fiat mihi, finally a human, Theotokos, the mother of God, says, let it be done as you say. Total surrender, total docility, total submission. That fiat mihi, because of her oneness with God in the divine will, the incarnation could take place. And so how amazing is the operating of a soul in my divine will? So he talks, He's showing us how Our Lady prayed, how amazing and powerful this prayer is. And now he's saying to Louisa, he says, look at when God spoke the fiat lux, let there be light. It made a perfect balance in all of creation, echoing the divine balance of God. And therefore the soul in the divine will, this is what Our Lady has done, and now he's giving this to the firstborn, the newborn, Louisa. The soul forms the balance in all creatures and lays within them the kingdom of my divine will. So as Our Lady gave her fiat mihi, and the incarnation took place now, Jesus says, with the divine will reigning on earth, he says, what I need, as I need you, Luisa, to pray the fiat voluntas tua, may your kingdom reign on earth, this dust, breathe into this dust again, this abundant life of image and likeness of God. It maintains a balance of the whole of creation, echoing the balance of God. The soul, and he's talking about Luisa now, forms the balance in all humanity and lays within all of humanity the kingdom of my divine will. This is why when we begin to understand who Luisa is, we're in awe. We love Our Lady. She's Mother of God, Theotokos. We love our Lord. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And now Jesus says, I want to show you what a human can do in the divine will. It's a perfect balance of all of creation. It's an echo of God. It forms the balance in all of humanity. Now, humanity has the opportunity, has the chance to begin to live this life if they wish. God isn't going to force us. And he says very, very clearly, I want you to begin to breathe in this divine I love you. I want you to begin to let the divine will bring to life the kingdom of God. Jesus says the kingdom of God is within you. Bring it to life, learning how to live in the divine will, not just to do the will of God as the saints have taught us, but now to live in the will of God. This is what God has given to humanity. Our prayers are so powerful. You have to understand this. When we pray in the divine will, we pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. That includes all that Jesus has done, all that Our Lady has done, the new Adam and the new Eve, all of what the saints have done, past, present, and future, all of what the Old Testament saints have done, all what the New Testament saints have done, all what the saints of the new era are going to do. All this prayer of this healed humanity, this is repairing and redoing in the name of everyone and everything, is praying. There's no way it cannot be done. There's no way it can't be accomplished. It will be accomplished. And this is why our prayer is so powerful. You don't have to see it. I believe because Jesus said it's going to happen. I believe it's going to happen. I don't have to, well, give me the documentation and then I'll believe it. No. We are that woman in the Old Testament who's been bleeding, hemorrhaging for 18 years. And all she does is, if I touch the tassel of the Messiah, that's what Leviticus says, I will be healed. And that's, she reached it. She says, I believe this. And Jesus turns around. Who did this? Who believes? Who believes in me? Jesus said. And finally, she says, I did this. And he goes, why did you do this? I mean, he wants to know why we are doing everything that we're doing. And she says, basically, because you're the Messiah. I believe you are the Messiah. This act of faith said to Jesus and said to her, it's your faith that has healed you. And that this is what God wants us to begin to understand about the divine will. It's our faith in what Jesus has taught Luisa. It's our faith in what Our Lady taught Luisa. And when we really look at this, we begin to understand the power of the prayer and the divine will. This is why Jesus, think of Peter when he sees Jesus walking on the water, the storm is tossing the boat, and there's Jesus walking on the water. And he says, if you are the Messiah, command me to come to you. God says, come. He gets out of the boat and he walks on the water and then he starts to sink. And Jesus grabs him and pulls him up and he goes, where's your faith? Why do you falter? You know, what's wrong with you? I mean, it's like he reprimands Peter for not walking all the way to him without sinking. That's the divine will. That's the divine will, proving that what he, the Lord, is going to ask of us is things never seen before. Prodigies unheard of are going to happen. Why? The, this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, Louisa in the divine will, has been given to humanity, and God is expecting. He's expecting to see us respond with all this grace, all this love, all this light. So Jesus says this, Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa are like light that descends from above. It's light from heaven, not human. It's we have to begin to understand what Jesus is calling us to is to share in divinity. That which the priest puts the drop of water in the chalice every day. May we share in the divinity of Christ. Are these just words, or are they prayers that are going to be fulfilled? And when we, as little children of the Holy Divine Will, we listen to the priest, we say, yes, yes, may we share in the divinity of Christ. As Jesus humbled himself to share in our humanity. The soul is like a divine light that descends from heaven, fixing herself in every human being. She, Louisa, becomes the newborn of the divine will. This is what Jesus is showing us. As she says yes to this, a human finally says yes to this, then humanity now has the chance to possess it. As Our Lady said, fiat mihi, may the kingdom come, may the redemption take place. Yes, I want this. It was now in the hands of humanity. And now it's the same thing. I'm going to sneeze. Sorry. It's the same thing that's going to happen now with sharing in divinity. It's a divine light that descends from heaven, fixing herself, Louisa, in every human being, laying within everyone in the kingdom of the divine love of my divine will. Because Louisa has done this, now it can be for humanity. Jesus says it's accomplished. He says the divine will is accomplished. And now it's for the souls who want it. So what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to read, study, and put this into practice to learn how God is going to do this and why God wants to do this. And the more we learn about this, the more we want it. The more we want to live this life. I mean, I love the saints. They're wonderful. But what Jesus has given to Louisa is the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies. What is that? It's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. When we look at what St. Francis has done, St. Francis said yes to God and by doing the will of God, and now the Franciscans can grow all over the world, and then we can learn from Francis how to live this life that Francis lived. We follow his rules. We dress like Francis. We want to echo what Francis has done. Same with the Dominicans, same with the Benedictines, same with any religious community. What Jesus is saying, I want you to echo God. Image and likeness. That's the likeness of God. And he says, Louisa is like this divine light from heaven that descends from heaven on earth, fixing herself at every human being, past, present, and future, lays within every human being, past, present, and future, the kingdom of the divine love, of my holy divine will, of the divine adoration, of the divine glory, and of everything that the divine will possesses. See, this isn't about being good and holy and saintly. This is about sharing in divinity. Now, no one possesses it fully. Louisa does, and she shows very clearly that the first one who will possess this next to her will be the vicar of Christ on earth. Why him? He has the keys to the kingdom. And Jesus says to Louisa, you must be the key. Why? This is the key the Pope is going to use. And there's two keys. One key is to lock up the human will, never to have life again. And the second key is to open the divine will to all of creation. See, it's to go back to where Adam was before the fall. Again, good and holy and saintly is volume 1 through volume 10. And we must become saints. We must live volume 1 through volume 10 in order to begin to live volume 11 through volume 19, how to live the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then once we have the divine mirror of Jesus, 1 through 10, and living in the divine will, volume 11 through 19, then Jesus gives to us to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. What does that mean? That means going back to what Adam had before the fall. It's to go back to the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. To possess this, that's going to be for all the world, that great day has not yet happened. Read the volumes. He says very, very clearly, when that day happens, boom, he says it, in volume 24. It'll be like magic. All of a sudden, the kingdom will be here. We go, however, all of humanity, how did this happen? And Jesus says, it happened because of Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. Hopefully that's us. Jesus says this. He says, but while descending like light to let nothing escape Louisa. So this light that comes upon the earth, okay, this light that embraces Louisa and now is embracing us. Like light, the soul, Louisa, ascends bringing. Okay, so the light shines down upon earth. Now it's going to reflect, ascends and brings the balance of all the acts of all of humanity, of all times, of all hearts, back to God. It's breathing in this divine I love you and then breathing out this divine I love you. This is what Louisa has done. She's the newborn. She's the firstborn of the divine will. And Jesus says, everything's completed. Now it needs to be known. Who needs to know it? It's the ones who have the book of heaven. If you have the book of heaven, Jesus says, I as God have given you the book of heaven. I knew from the beginning of time who would have the book of heaven and who wouldn't. And he says, and I'm depending on those souls to read, to study, to put this into practice so that all of humanity can then possess it. This is what God's waiting for. It's done. It's completed. Now he says, it's now your job, your duty, your responsibility is to learn how to breathe in this divine I love you and then breathe out this divine I love you. That's why your prayers at this time are so desperately needed. Why? Because we're going through all the heresies that the church ever went through at once. The church went through each heresy like every 100 years. There's a heresy. There's another heresy. There's another heresy. And the church says, no, this is what the truth is. Today, because of the internet, we're hearing crazy things, amazing things that astonish us that, well, that was a heresy. And now people are saying, now this is what the church is about, or this is what God is about. See, the evil one, he knows his time is over. He knows his time is done. And he's using everything he can, all that he did from the beginning of time to attack those souls who want to live this universal life, this Catholic life. So what Jesus has done is God cannot be outdone. Oh, you're gonna do this? Like Jesus says, I'm gonna do something even greater. And he gives us the book of heaven. Why? So we can learn how to echo what Jesus has taught Louisa. That's why the echo book is so important. The echo book is free on louisapicaretta.me. Download it. It's all the prayers that Jesus taught Louisa. It's interesting. People will say, oh, I wrote this beautiful prayer on the divine will. Would you read it? I read it. What do you think? I said, well, that's a good prayer. That's a holy prayer. That's a saintly prayer. It's not divine will. Well, no. It has everything that Jesus said to Louisa. No, it doesn't. Read the prayers. Learn the prayers in the echo book. Learn how Jesus and Mary taught Louisa how to pray. It's not a formula. It's the life of Jesus. It's the life of Mary. And what we'll stop doing is, oh, I'm writing my own prayers. Louisa wrote hers. Now I'm writing mine. It's like, who are you? She's the newborn. She's the firstborn of the divine will. I remember when I said to some people, this was years ago, I said, it's going to be so great that the Holy Father is going to have this gift of the divine will and give it to humanity. He's going to open the doors with the key of the divine will. that Jesus says Luisa is. And they said, well, what about me? He's going to be the firstborn. Well, what about me? I go, who are you? Who am I? We're nobodies. We're nothings. Jesus is asking us to learn from her, who learned from Jesus and Mary. We go to Luisa, not for Luisa. We go to Luisa so that we can have the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. This is the whole reason for the book of heaven. So Jesus says very, very clearly, while this light descends to let nothing escape her, like light, it ascends back to God, bringing the balance of all acts of creation of every human being, past, present, and future, of all times, of all hearts, back to God. And the divine will lays its kingdom within them because there is finally a soul, Luisa, who was taken to heart that there be no human act in which Luisa does not want to fix her light. This is the light of the divine will, so that what is human may be knocked down, not have life. And the divine will alone may reappear in all things past, present, and future. This is the prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics. Enkindle us the fire of your love, which is the divine will. It's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Send forth your spirit and we will be recreated. And then you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth. What's coming upon earth is glorious. What's coming upon earth is no eye has seen, no ear has heard. And yet Jesus is saying, I want you to learn how to do this from the newborn, the one who lived this life, the first next to Adam. Jesus is the new Adam. Mary is the new Eve. The first human born of original sin now has this life. And that's why Jesus is saying it's like light. There's St. Padre Pio said, Luisa is a second sun, S-U-N, in the sky. What does that mean? As the sun goes down in the west, a new sun comes up. There is no more darkness. No more darkness of the human will. Finally, there's a newborn. Finally, there's the firstborn, Luisa. This is what God has given to us. We love Jesus, the new Adam. We love Mary, the new Eve. We have to begin to find out who she is, who Luisa is. As you read, as you study, as you put this into practice, you begin to say, this is really amazing what God is doing. Finally, since the fall of Adam, Jesus comes to redeem. Our Lady co-redeems with Christ on Calvary. And now the newborn, 2,000 years later, this newborn Luisa is the one who's going to help us return to that abundant life, image and likeness of God that Adam lost. We have the image through holy baptism and now the likeness, the fullness of this life. And God is saying to us, learn this. So he says, Jesus goes, this is what I, God, want. What is it? That the divine will get rid of the human way, that the divine will alone may reappear in all things, the way God planned from the beginning. This is what I, God, want, that my holy divine will flow in everything, which is such that while it invests everything with its divine light, it remains above all, like the sun in the sky, and everything becomes will of God. There's no more darkness. There's no more worry. There's no more fear. There's no more anxiety. There's no more complaints. There's no more negativity. There's no more sin. That's what we're waiting for. That's what's coming. Think about the illumination of conscience. Think about the 3 days of darkness. Think about the miracle. Think about the warning. All of this is going to happen. How? That's a mystery, but it's going to happen. So what has God done? He's given us the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies to get through this. If we're worried, fearful, anxious, or complaining and negative, at this point, Jesus is saying, you know, you're not ready for what I'm going to do. I'm looking for the souls that say, yes, fiat. not my will, but your will be done. Fiat mihi, let it be done as you say, fiat voluntas tua. Let it happen to me the way you want. May I be filled to overflowing with this divine will. This, Jesus says, is what I, God, want, that my divine will flow in everything, which is such that while it invests everything with this divine light, it remains above all. Everything becomes the divine will. Now, Jesus says, however, it may be that some escape this light. There will be some people that will say, I don't want this. I want what I want it my way. I want it my way. A couple of days ago was the birthday of the guy who sang that song, I Did It My Way. He knows now that was the wrong way. He knows now that God is the right way. And someone may escape from this divine light. It might be in your family. It might be your friends, neighbors, coworkers, parishioners, just as someone escapes from the light of the earth. But this says nothing for the sun and the sky, because by possessing the balance of this light, it contains its act of light for everyone and for everything. The sun is still the sun. It's the same thing for the divine will. The divine will's coming to rule. The kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven. He says, there will be those souls who will say no to this, Jesus says. That's a possibility that will happen. Some people are so involved with evil, commitment to evil, that they don't want the good. They don't want God. So he says, so while giving light to everyone, the sun maintains the balance of the glory of all the acts of light for its creator. Therefore, it remains in perfect order, while those who escape the light go out of order. So what God is saying is we're going to pray for everyone and for everything. This is one of the things that's so essential to pray, that everyone begins to live this abundant light. Everyone becomes Catholic. Jesus says there will be one church, one flock, one shepherd. And when you read the final chapter of volume 24, Jesus says the universal life is going to reign. There's not two universal lives. There's one universal life. And that is the life that God has breathed into humanity. That universal life is going to reign, and there will be one church, one flock, one shepherd. Going back to the Pope. Who is the first one that's going to embrace this? The Holy Father. Okay, we pray for that Holy Father, that he embrace this completely, live this completely. And it's a life that, again, will change the face of the earth. The newborn possesses it, but the first one who will possess this divine life will be the Holy Father, who has the keys to the kingdom, who's going to open the door, lock the door of the human will, never to have life again, and open the door to the divine will. And this abundant life is going to come upon earth. Great things are going to happen. Don't panic about what you hear. Our Lady is crushing the head of Lucifer. Our Lady is crushing his head. And when you step on a snake's head, the tail goes all over the place, wild, throwing all of its strength to get out of, to save itself. That's what the evil one is doing today. He can't survive. His head is going to be crushed. Read volume 15, what Jesus tells Louisa of how his head is going to be crushed. It's astonishing. It's amazing what God is going to bring about through his mother. A new era is going to begin for all of humanity. That's why at the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia, Pope St. John Paul II echoed the words of St. Honorable de Francia. We're going to enter a new and divine way of holiness. And this is where we are. It's a new and divine way of holiness. It's almost as if the car that we've been driving just ain't driving like it used to. And God's saying, hey, I got a brand new car for you. It's brand new and it's for you. And we go, but I really like that old car. And he goes, yeah, but it's rusting to the point of falling apart. Watch what I'm going to do, the Lord says. Watch what I'm going to do. I'm going to make this, your old car, be reborn, if you want to say, renewed. That's the prayer to the Holy Spirit. And as we learn how to live in the divine will, as we learn how to pray in the divine will, this light, this life, this love of God that's being shown upon earth at this time is going to consume the world in love. This is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, this fire of their hearts, of their sacred hearts, of their immaculate hearts. It's going to consume the world in love. And there will be new heavens and new earth. What God has got planned is to end the reign of the evil one. He gave him 100 years. Remember, Pope Leo XIII gave him 100 years. It's over. It's over. What happened last July? The Communist Party said, we are now celebrating our 100th anniversary. What does that mean? It's over. I give you 100 years. It's over. Watch what's going to happen. Great things are happening. It seems to be hidden at this point, but it's all going to be revealed. This abundant life is going to be given to all of humanity. And God is asking us to live at this time. He predestined us to live at this time, to be given the weapons to fight. And it's, Jesus says to Louisa, it's not a war of blood. It's a war of love. And he says, these weapons of love are going to put out of the universe, out of the galaxy, out of the solar system, the evil one. Why? The kingdom is coming. And as the evil one has been banished from heaven, the evil one is going to be banished from earth. We're going to rejoice in the fact that where we belong is paradise. We're going to rejoice in that fact. That's exactly what Our Lady said to Bruno in 1947, Our Lady of Revelation. She says, my children are going to live in eternity where they belong. And the children of the evil one will be trapped in time and space for all eternity. We're going to be freed to live this abundant life. So Jesus is giving us the way and the how this is going to happen. And he's asking us, he doesn't force us, would you like to begin to live this life now? And when we say yes, he goes, okay, prove it. Prove it. So the more that we read, the more that we study, the more that we put this into practice, the more we learn these lessons of Jesus, these truths, these knowledges, these promises, this manifestations, as we learn this, as we study this, as we put this into practice, we begin to understand how to live a life in eternity while on earth, a life of heaven while on earth at this time. Jesus said to Louisa, he said, resurrection, I rose from the dead. Resurrection is not after you die. He says, resurrection is while you are alive. Live this life now. And that's what we're striving for. We're striving to let go of everything, of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin in order to embrace this divine life. And again, we continue to fail. We continue to go to confession. We continue to say to God, show me how to do this. And God goes, you know how you're going to do this? And we go, how are you going to do this? He goes, when you get out of the way. He says that to Louisa all the time. Louisa, let me get out of the way. Let me accomplish what I have planned. That's what St. Louis de Montfort says. In the final days, there'll be the greatest saints in the history of the church, history of the world. And it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. That's what's coming. A new beginning. And it's here. It's not completed, but it's here. So when Jesus said 2,000 years ago, the kingdom of God is on earth, within you, the kingdom of God is at hand. Now, because of Louisa, it can begin. As little as you want, 30% or as much as you want, 100%. That's what Jesus says. What do you want? I have to give it to you. You have to tell me what you want and ask God, I have to give it to you. If we want hell, he's going to give us hell as he gave the evil one hell. We don't want that. We want heaven. And even purgatory. Purgatory, St. Thomas Aquinas says, the flames of purgatory are the flames of hell, but they're not everlasting. I don't want to even go get close to that. I've had people say to me, as long as I get to purgatory, I'm happy. I'm going, do you know what you're saying? We don't want that. We want heaven. We want heaven. And so Jesus says the purification that he's calling us to is to be freed of all that is opposed to the holy humanity of Jesus. Once we are freed from all that opposes the holy humanity of Jesus, then what the priest says at Holy Mass, may we share in divinity. Then we can begin to share in divinity. So there's a lot of work that we have to do. Every thought, every word, every deed has to be repaired, redone in the divine will. With our own life, first of all, and then for all of humanity. And we do this, Lord, you'll remember something and the guilt turns into a greater sorrow. And you say to the Lord, I don't want to live like this. I want what you want, Lord, that your life, your mother's life, reign in me as it reigns in Louisa. I want to enter into this abundant life. God goes, good, prove it. And that's where we are now. We're reading and we're studying. We're putting this into practice to learn more and more and more about this light that's upon earth and reflecting back to God, changing everyone and everything. This is the life of Louisa. Why? It's the life of Jesus and Mary. She's the firstborn who possesses this, the newborn who possesses this. And Jesus is saying, you can have it as well if you wish. But we have to be like Louisa, studying this every day. If you have the calendar, God bless you. It's every day Jesus is speaking to you. Every day Jesus is basically grabbing us as he grabbed Peter and saying, why are you failing? Why are you faltering? You know, where's your faith? And what God is going to teach us is to do things that are, as he says, prodigies unheard of are going to happen for those living in the divine will. Prodigies unheard of. That's what's coming. A new heavens and a new earth is coming. And our Lord is asking us to live this, to learn how to live this with these weapons of love of Jesus and Mary, to be able to fight the evil one and conquer the evil one. That's what's coming. So this is what he's saying. So he says this, in the same way, the soul, he's talking about Louisa, who possesses the unity of the light of the supreme fiat, possesses all the acts of this light of the divine will. Listen to what he says. Louisa, in the same way, the soul, by possessing the unity of the light of the supreme fiat, possesses all the acts of light of the divine will. And therefore, the soul, he's talking about Louisa, can give her act of light of the divine will to all the human acts. Why? That's what Jesus did. That's what Mary did. The new Adam and the new Eve. She's the firstborn and she can do this. And this is why the one who's going to live in the divine will, the first one who will live in the divine will next to Louisa will be the Holy Father. He has the keys to the kingdom. The human will be locked up and the divine will be open to all the world. And there will be one church, one flock, one shepherd. He says this. So on Louisa's part, Louisa may extend its kingdom, divine kingdom everywhere. Finally, like Adam was to give this to his children, we have a newborn, a human born of original sin, who now has the true life of the new Adam and the new Eve. And now this life, this light, this love of God may extend its divine kingdom everywhere to everyone who wants it. These are glorious times to be alive, magnificent times to be alive. And God has asked us to live at this time. He's doing it. And all he's asking is, what do you want? And when we say, you know, you've given me the book of heaven, he goes, good. What are you doing with it? I talked to a friend of mine who was on fire with the divine will. And then he got another job and he's very good at what he does. And I said, are you reading the book of heaven? Because I didn't hear anything, you know? And he goes, yeah, it's on my desk. And I said, is it covered with dust? And the sad part is, you know, if we don't respond, we'll lose even the little that we think we have. And so therefore it's every day, it's climbing a mountain. You know, you know, there's briar bushes. It's steep. It's slippery. It's wet. It's cold. You're climbing up a mountain. This is what Jesus is asking us to do. And we can stop at any level and say, that's enough. I don't want to go any farther. It's Jesus basically said to us, you know, to climb. And he didn't say it would be easy. But as we're climbing, we continue to go to the top. We continue to climb up that mountain. And this is what Jesus is expecting. That's reading every day. That's studying every day. And there will be days where it's going to be really slippery on the mountain, really cold on the mountain, briar patches all over the mountain. And you're going to get cut up a little bit. But we continue to climb. That's the thing. Don't give up. Don't give up. Jesus says, if creatures escape, this says nothing. The light of my divine will diffuses anyway. And I, God, see in my chosen one, Luisa, this is why it's completed, that my kingdom follows its way. It extends and is established on earth as it is in heaven. Luisa is the one who possesses this. And she's the one that Jesus is depending on. He said to her, the destiny of the world is found in you, Luisa. What is the destiny? To begin to live the true life of Jesus and Mary. That's our destiny. And we're going to have to learn how to do this. We continue to climb. We continue to struggle. But read, you're filled with peace, joy, and happiness. You're listening to Jesus. You're listening to Mary. Therefore, Jesus says, I, God, want to see your acts and my divine will over each thought of creature, each word of Luisa, each word of creature, each heartbeat of the creature, each step and work of the creature in everything. Who has done this? Luisa. And Jesus says, it's accomplished. Now we can begin to live this. And little by little, the more that we live in it, the world is changing. Everything in the world is changing. And how and why? It's because of the prayers of the little children, the holy divine will. As we pray, the world is changing. Your family is changing. Your neighbors are changing. Your coworkers are changing. Your parishioners are changing. Everything is changing for the good as you pray in the divine will. Everything's being redone, repaired. For now, Jesus says, let us think about forming our kingdom. Now, this is what he tells Luisa. Once it is formed, this is what Jesus says, it's accomplished. We will think about those who escape and those who remain in this net of light of my divine will. So Jesus says, we're going to form the kingdom first. Let them do what they want. We're going to form the kingdom. And he says to Luisa, aren't you happy? Aren't you happy? The kingdom is coming. The kingdom is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven. And once it's formed, then we'll think about those who escaped and those who remain in this net of love. So great things are right around the corner. Amazing things are happening. And our Lord is looking at us and he's saying, are you peaceful? Are you joyful? Are you happy? Are you living heaven? And if you're not, he says, quickly learn how to do this. Quickly learn how to let go of all worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin, and begin to live this life that I breathed into Luisa. It's ready for all of humanity, if you wish. So we'll end with a blessing. May the blood that flowed upon the water of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Luisa, And we pray for divine healing of all the little children, the holy divine will. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.